Married at First Sight. Chapter 4011. Abby hadn't responded to Evan yet. She was still at the office, buried in work. Evan's message had gone unread. She didn't even have a moment to glance at it. All Abby wanted was to finish her tasks quickly so she could finally grab dinner after a long day. Doesn't Evan have a job to do? Evan had his own company to manage, aside from the affairs of the York Corporation. Surely, he wasn't just sitting around with nothing to do. Meanwhile, Abby barely had a second to breathe. Ever since she started work yesterday, she'd been swamped. Meetings, client appointments, reviewing documents, rushing to subsidiaries to resolve emergencies, it felt like a never-ending cycle. She hadn't even had time for a sip of water, let alone replying to Evan. When she thought about how busy she was compared to Evan's apparent idleness, a flicker of annoyance burned inside her. She didn't feel like paying him any attention. Her parents might think she needed to be with Evan, but Abby wasn't so sure. It wasn't like she couldn't find someone else. She could meet someone who genuinely captured her heart. Even if she eventually accepted Evan, she wouldn't make it easy for him. She'd let him chase her, prove himself, and learn that she wasn't someone to be taken for granted. If he didn't cherish her, she wouldn't hesitate to walk away. A knock on the door interrupted her thoughts. "Come in," Abby said without looking up. At this hour, it was likely either her secretary or her eldest sister, Adelie Du, the head of the Du Group. The Du family dynamic was a bit unusual. Their eldest cousin didn't want to take over the business, so Adelie, who was a twin to their eldest brother, had stepped in. While her brother preferred a laid-back lifestyle, Adelie was every bit the workaholic. Adelie entered the office, her stride confident and purposeful. She was about the same height as Abby, with a slender frame and a well-maintained figure. While her features weren't as striking as Abby's, she was still undeniably attractive. Today, she was dressed in a sleek black suit, exuding authority and sophistication, though her demeanor carried a hint of coldness. "You're still here?" Adelie asked, her expression softening as soon as she stepped inside. Adelie was a complex figure. At work, she was serious and commanding, a leader who could be intimidating. But with her family, she transformed into a warm, protective sibling. She was fiercely loyal to her brothers and sisters, willing to go to any lengths to defend them. Though Adelie hadn't confronted Evan about anything yet, it wasn't for lack of wanting to. Abby had held her back, insisting she could handle things herself. While Adelie had learned boxing and self-defense from Abby, Abby was the stronger of the two. Still, Adelie was no pushover and could hold her own in a fight, especially against anyone ordinary. "I'm finishing up a few things," Abby replied. "Once I'm done, I'll head out. I don't have any work events tonight, so I thought I'd go shopping with a few of the girls." The streets were already buzzing with activity in anticipation of the Lantern Festival. Huonaville had a unique rhythm. It was quiet during the new year when many residents left to celebrate with their families. But by the fifth or sixth day of the lunar month, the migrant workers returned, bringing life and energy back to the city. Abby loved being part of that vibrancy. She wasn't one to shy away from the hustle and bustle. Though she might not seek the spotlight, she enjoyed observing the chaos, joining in the excitement, and occasionally stirring up a little mischief. Whether it was playing the hero, eating snacks, or accidentally offending someone, Abby always found herself in the thick of things. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4012. Adelie strolled in and made herself comfortable, sitting across from Abby. Her gaze lingered on Abby's strikingly beautiful face before she broke into a teasing smile. "That York guy's back," Adelie said, amusement flickering in her voice. "He's waiting outside the company entrance again. Flowers in hand, brand new car parked behind him. Looks like he's hoping to take you to dinner or maybe charm you into a date or two." She leaned forward, her tone turning curious. "So, what's the deal? Are you planning to let him woo you, or is he just wasting his time?" Evan, ever determined, was still staying at a hotel since arriving in Huyonville. He'd been house hunting but hadn't found anything he liked yet. Grandma had suggested he take a page out of Remy's book and buy a place near the Du family. That way, it'd be easier to pursue Abby. But luck wasn't on Evan's side. No one in the Du family's upscale neighborhood was willing to sell. The residents weren't hurting for money, and the prestige of being neighbors with the Du family only added to their reluctance. Evan's wealth couldn't sway them this time. For now, he was stuck looking for something nearby. At least buying a car had been simpler. Yesterday afternoon, he'd picked up a new ride. By the time he finished the paperwork and drove back to his hotel, it was already past 8 p.m. The car still didn't have permanent plates, just a temporary tag for now. Abby responded coolly, "I'm not planning to give in to him just yet. As for the future, who knows?" She paused briefly, then added with conviction, "But I do value the York family. Elder sister, I want to marry into that family." Adelie's smile softened with understanding. "The Yorks are a good choice, definitely a step above your future brother-in-law's family. When we get married, it's not just about love, it's about the family's values. A family with strong traditions, even if they're not wealthy, is always worth considering." She continued, "But no matter how rich a family is, if their values are rotten, it's not worth it. Money can't fix everything. My brother-in-law's family isn't bad, though," Adelie added thoughtfully. "Otherwise, uncle and aunt wouldn't have agreed. And let's not forget, our Du family has a solid reputation too." Adelie glanced at Abby knowingly. "If our family's values weren't up to par, Grandma York wouldn't have chosen you for Evan in the first place. The York family had a track record of valuing character. Serenity, for instance, was backed by the influential Stone and Farrell families. Even Liberty, supported by the Farrells, was helping shift her family's reputation for the better. Cameron's family, once messy, had turned a corner thanks to her efforts. Now, the Newman household was quiet and harmonious under her leadership." Seeing this pattern, Abby knew the York matriarch prioritized the strength and character of her grandchildren's spouses. To be accepted into the York family, Abby needed to demonstrate both courage and capability. Adelie studied her sister. "Do you still have feelings for Evan? Don't forget, this is the same guy who once claimed he had someone else in his heart. He only came back to you because his family scolded him after he failed to win over that other girl, right?" Her tone turned sharp, though the glimmer of a smile remained. "Don't let him fool you again. Sure, the York family has good values, but that doesn't mean every York is a gem. Even in a family of dragons, there's bound to be a weaker one. Who's to say Evan isn't that one?" Adelie leaned back, a mischievous grin spreading across her face. "Even if you still have feelings for him and decide to marry him eventually, don't make it easy for him. Let him sweat it out. Make him earn his way back into your life." Her grin widened as a playful idea struck her. "You know what? Tell Dad to make him stand shirtless in the cold next time he comes around. And if he insists on taking you to dinner, order an entire table of spicy dishes. He hates spicy food, right? That'll teach him." Spicy food was a staple in Huyonville, and Abby adored it. She'd even eat a chili pepper with a simple bowl of white porridge for breakfast. Abby chuckled, shaking her head. "If he stands out in this cold for too long, he'll turn into an ice sculpture. The winters in Huyonville were no joke. Even though the New Year celebrations had passed, the chill lingered, biting at anyone brave or foolish enough to stand outside for too long. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4013. Abby leaned back with a sigh. The last time Evan stood outside, he only took off his coat for half an hour, and he still caught a cold. He downed a big bowl of ginger soup, took some cold medicine, and luckily, it didn't get too serious. That's because he's got a strong constitution. If it were anyone else, they'd probably be bedridden for 10 days or more. Her lips curved into a wry smile. I just wanted to give him a hard time, not torment him to death. After all, I still need him to get into the York family. Adelie chuckled. You know, the York family has so many young masters. He's not the only option. Aren't some of his cousins closer to your age? Abby shrugged. The fifth brother, Elian, is close to my age, but he's already engaged. The sixth brother, Tatum, has been paired off too. The ones younger than the seventh brother are way too young. I'm not into the whole older sister-younger brother dynamic. She paused before adding, especially the ninth brother, Rowan, he's still a kid. Completely off limits. Adelie sighed dramatically. All right, fine. But honestly, old Madam York is one peculiar woman. That said, I'll give her credit, she has good judgment. Still, I don't think Evan is on your level. He can't beat you in a fight, and his IQ and EQ don't hold a candle to yours. He just happens to look good. Abby laughed softly, her honesty cutting through. In terms of fighting, yeah, he's no match for me. I mean, come on, who's my master? Not many people can beat me in a fight. But I'll admit, he's not completely outmatched. If we went head to head, it could go either way. I might even lose to him. Her tone grew serious. Sister, don't underestimate the York brothers. Each one is capable of taking on the weight of the York Corporation. They just don't want to. That's why Zachary, as the eldest, carries the burden. The younger ones can say no, but as the eldest, Zachary doesn't have that luxury. Adelie nodded, considering Abby's words. All right, I'll admit it, I don't know the York men as well as you do. You've spent more time around them. Since you're still holding on to feelings for Evan, I'll back off a little. But after the way he treated you, I need to teach him a lesson. Last time, you stopped me, and I've been itching to let it out ever since. Abby sat up, a flicker of concern crossing her face. Sister, what exactly do you plan to do to him? Adelie waved off her worry. Relax. I'm not going to kill him or anything. I just need to get a sense of whether he's serious about you this time. You finish up your work, clock out on time, and don't bother working late tonight. I'll go talk to Evan myself. Abby frowned, her voice tinged with unease. Sister, please take it easy on him. Don't go too far. Adelie grinned mischievously. Don't worry. I know how you feel about him. How could I possibly hurt him too badly? I just want to knock some sense into him. I promise, he won't lose so much as a finger. She stood, smoothing her outfit. And don't even think about following me to stop me. Even if you two get married, I'll find my moment to make him pay. Call it payback for everything he put you through. Abby shook her head with a resigned smile. I won't follow you. I trust you know your limits. She knew her family's frustrations with Evan. They'd wanted to put him in his place for a while now. Still, she didn't think they'd truly harm him. Her family understood her feelings and would only make things a little more difficult for Evan, a harmless obstacle, really. With that, Adelie stepped outside. Meanwhile, Evan was still pacing, waiting anxiously for Abby's response. When he couldn't take the silence any longer, he pulled out his phone and called her again. This time, Abby picked up. Abby, are you done with work yet? Evan asked, his voice filled with concern. I haven't seen you come out. It's already dark. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4014. Evan had been waiting outside the gates of the Dew Group since the afternoon. Hours had passed, and he hadn't even caught a glimpse of Abby. When she finally picked up his call, relief washed over him. I still have some work to finish, Abby said coolly. I won't leave until it's done. What do you want? The confirmation that she was still in the office reassured Evan. At least she hadn't left while he'd been waiting. A smile crept onto his face. Abby, it's already dark, and it's time for dinner. Aren't you hungry? How about this, come out for a meal with me? After we eat, I'll bring you back so you can finish your work. Sound good? Or, he added quickly, how much work do you have left? I bought us movie tickets. Once you're done, we can catch a show together. Abby's response was as cold as ever. Evan, I'm sorry, but I don't have time. When I'm done here, I'll head home for dinner. It's rare that I don't have to go to a business dinner tonight, and I'd like to rest. In reality, Abby already had plans to meet up with her girlfriends at the pedestrian street later that evening. They were going shopping at 8 p.m., and she had no intention of spending time with Evan. He'd only been chasing her for a single day, and he was already suggesting dinner and a movie? What nerve! Abby scoffed internally. Did he think she was that easy to win over? Once, she had given her heart to him. And what had he said? That he could never fall in love with her. He had told her to give up, apologizing as if that would erase the pain. No, Evan York wouldn't get off that easily. Abby had even been reluctant to pick up Spencer at the airport on Saturday, but now she was reconsidering. Maybe she would go and pick him up after all. Not because she had romantic feelings for Spencer, they had always shared a sibling-like bond. And Spencer's heart belonged to someone else. But spending time with him might make Evan uncomfortable, maybe even jealous. The idea brought a small smile to her lips. After all, Spencer was practically family. If she spent more time with him, it would seem perfectly natural. Whether Evan liked it or not, he'd just have to deal with it. Evan, determined not to give up, adjusted his approach. All right, forget the movie. Let's just grab dinner. My treat. Abby's tone remained icy. Evan, do you think I can't afford to feed myself? I don't need you to treat me. Besides, I like sour and spicy food. Can you even handle that? You don't eat spicy food, and you don't like anything sour. Our tastes are completely different. Eating together wouldn't even be enjoyable. It was a pointed truth. Back when they'd occasionally eaten together, Abby had always been the one to accommodate Evan's preference for bland, light dishes. But could Evan ever do the same for her? She doubted it. Abby had grown up with her master, enduring hardships and learning to appreciate simple things. She wasn't picky about food, but her preference for bold, spicy flavors had always been part of her. Evan hesitated, then stammered, "Abby, that's not what I meant. I know you don't need me to treat you, you're more than capable of taking care of yourself. I just want to have a meal with you. That's all. And if you like spicy food, then let's have spicy food. You can order whatever you want. I'll eat it, I swear." Determined to win her over, Evan resolved to adapt. If it meant enduring dishes laden with chili, so be it. For Abby, he'd adjust to her fiery tastes, even if it set his mouth on fire. No wonder Abby had earned the nickname Fox. She wasn't just sharp and clever, her personality was as fiery as her love for spicy food. But deep down, Evan couldn't ignore the irony. For months, he had been fixated on the mysterious Fox, the one woman he believed he could never have. And yet, here he was, standing outside Abby's office, finally realizing how little he truly knew about her. Back then, he hadn't cared enough to understand Abby. He had admired her strength and determination but convinced himself that his heart belonged elsewhere. Now, as he stood there in the dark, Evan couldn't help but wonder if he'd been wrong all along. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4015. Abby's tone was sharp as she said, "We'll talk later. And for the record, my eldest sister is out right now, and I'm still busy. Don't call me again unless the sky is falling. If you interrupt my work and force me to stay here late, I'll only hate you more." Evan stammered, "Oh, okay, I won't bother you. Just, don't overwork yourself. Take care." Without another word, Abby ended the call. Evan let out a small sigh as he stared at his phone. Before he could put it back in his pocket, a sleek luxury car pulled out of the company parking lot. Most of the employees had already left for the day, the rush hour traffic had long subsided. This car was clearly out of place, it had to belong to someone important. Evan watched as the car slowed near the gate. From what Abby had said over the phone, her elder sister, Adelie, had just left the building. He didn't know much about the Du family, aside from the fact that they were powerful. While he'd met a few of their family members during his previous pursuit of Abby, those interactions had been fleeting. The one he knew the least was Adelie, the formidable president of the Du Group. Adelie was a force in the corporate world, even though the company still had a chairman. She was the one making most of the decisions, shouldering the burden of leadership. Evan had only seen her once from a distance and she'd left quite an impression. The car stopped just as it reached him. The back window rolled down smoothly, revealing Adelie's sharp, elegant features. "Hello, Miss Du," Evan greeted her politely, though he couldn't ignore the cold intensity of her gaze. "What are you doing here?" Adelie's voice was crisp and direct, leaving no room for pleasantries. "I'm waiting for Abby to get off work so I can treat her to dinner," Evan replied, trying to keep his tone respectful. Adelie's expression didn't soften. "Waiting to treat Abby to dinner? Mr. York, what exactly are you playing at? Are you here to ask for her help, or are you trying to pursue her again like before?" Before Evan could respond, Adelie cut him off. "Didn't you once say you could never fall in love with our Abby? If you don't like her, why force yourself? Why waste her time? Go back and tell your grandmother the truth instead of stringing Abby along." Her tone sharpened further as she leaned slightly out of the window. "And let me make one thing crystal clear, don't you dare toy with Abby's feelings again. The last time, Abby stopped us from stepping in. But don't mistake her restraint for ours. If you pull that stunt again, I don't care who you are, I'll make sure you regret it." Evan could feel the weight of her words. Adelie's protectiveness bordered on ferocity, and he had no doubt she'd follow through on her threats if he crossed a line. The York family was known for their strict and honorable reputation, built over generations. Evan knew well enough that his actions could tarnish that legacy, which would be unforgivable in his grandmother's eyes. Straightening his posture, Evan met Adelie's unyielding gaze. "Ms. Du, I understand your concerns. I promise you, this time is different. I'm here of my own accord, this isn't something my grandmother pushed me into. I'm sincere about Abby." His words carried conviction, but Adelie remained skeptical. "Sincere? That's easy to say," she replied with a cold snort. "I know it's hard to believe, but I'll prove it through my actions," Evan said, his voice steady. "If I ever dare to play with Abby's feelings again, you won't need to punish me, my family will take care of that themselves. I'm not that kind of man." Adelie arched a brow, unimpressed. Evan continued earnestly, "At first, I followed my grandmother's wishes. She wanted me to cultivate a relationship with Abby, and I tried. But this time, it's not about her. It's about me. I'm here because I want to be. Abby deserves someone who truly values her, and I intend to be that person." Adelie's expression didn't waver, but her silence spoke volumes. She wasn't convinced, but she was listening. Evan knew he still had a long way to go to earn her trust or Abby's. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4016. Adelie fixed Evan with a piercing glare. "Oh, so you followed your grandmother's orders to chase Abby, did you? You courted her for 2 or 3 months, and back then, she was young and naive enough to fall for you. Then what did you do? You ran away. You suddenly decided you didn't love her after all and left without even offering her a proper explanation. Do you think Abby's feelings are that cheap? If she hadn't confronted you herself, would you have just ghosted her completely?" Adelie didn't hold back, her voice dripping with disdain. "Months have passed, Evan. Abby finally moved on, forgot all about you, and found some peace. Now, out of nowhere, you show up again to disrupt her life. What's the matter? Couldn't win over the woman you really loved, so now you're crawling back to Abby, treating her like some kind of backup plan? Really? Pathetic. She scoffed and folded her arms. You say you're sincere? Fine, prove it. Go buy a big bag of chili peppers, sit down right here, and livestream yourself eating them. Then maybe I'll consider believing you're even a little serious. Evan blinked, momentarily stunned. What? Adelie's smirk turned sharp. What's wrong? Scared? Can't do it? If you can't, then take your bouquet and get out of here. Nobody cares about your flowers. Abby's not desperate to get married, and if she ever decides she wants to, there are plenty of good men lining up for the chance. She leaned closer, her words cutting deeper. Besides your good looks, what exactly do you bring to the table, Evan? Sure, the York family is rich, but your home is miles away from Huyonville. Do you think any family would willingly send their cherished daughter so far away? There are countless outstanding young men here in Huyonville. Any one of them would make a better match for Abby than you. And now you have the audacity to call yourself sincere? Tell me this, if the woman you claim to have loved suddenly showed up tomorrow and begged you to marry her, would you drop Abby without a second thought? Evan's face flushed. Ms. Du, no. That would never happen. If I'm with Abby, it's forever. I swear, I would never betray my family or my marriage. His voice grew more resolute. The men in my family don't believe in divorce. The only exception is if their wives betray them. Otherwise, marriage is for life. Even if Abby weren't the fox I've been searching for, once I marry her, I'll dedicate my life to making her happy. She'll be the only woman in my life always. Adelie sneered, clearly unimpressed. Words are cheap, Mr. York. You'll have to do better than that. You say you're serious? Prove it. I want to see you eat chili peppers live. And don't even think about using some weak, watered-down variety. I'm talking real chili peppers, hot ones. Millet peppers, not those little round ones. Evan hesitated for a moment before nodding. It's already dark, Ms. Du. I'm worried people won't see clearly if I do it now. How about tomorrow? I'll bring the peppers in the morning and eat them here in broad daylight. Adelie raised an eyebrow, clearly not trusting him. Oh, no. You're not buying the peppers. Who knows what you might try to pull? I'll have someone get them for you. That way, there's no funny business. Evan smiled weakly. All right, that's fine by me. He swallowed hard. For Abby, for his fox, he'd endure anything. Even if it meant setting his mouth on fire with spicy peppers. It couldn't kill him, right? At least this stunt might help calm the Du family down and stop them from introducing Abby to other eligible men. If his grandmother wanted to watch him grovel for Abby, then fine, he'd do it. Good, Adelie said with a satisfied smirk. Tomorrow morning at 9. Don't be late. Without waiting for a response, she rolled up her window and told the driver to go. As the car pulled away, Adelie grabbed her phone and called Abby. Abby, do you have old Madam York's number? She asked without preamble. Abby sounded confused. I do, but why? Are you planning to call Grandma York and complain? She's very old, sis. We shouldn't drag her into our mess. Let's handle this ourselves. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4017. Abby had always gotten along well with Grandma York and instinctively didn't want to bother her. Sister, Abby said, her tone cautious, if you have any issues, just take them up with Evan directly. Don't involve Grandma York. She may be strong for her age, but she's still in her early 80s. A long journey could be too much for her, and we couldn't forgive ourselves if anything happened. Adelie chuckled, her tone teasing. I've heard that Grandma York is quite the lively spirit, an old naughty girl who loves a good spectacle. She's strong, yes, and I think she'd enjoy watching the drama unfold. Abby sighed. Please don't, sister. Grandma York is the backbone of the York family. She's so dear to me, and I'd never forgive myself if anything jeopardized her safety. She's not just strong, she's sharp, too. I truly admire everyone in the York family. She paused briefly, recalling the words of her master. He had always reassured her, saying that if she married into the York family, she'd never need to worry. If she married elsewhere, however, he feared the family or the man might not treat her well. Adelie snapped Abby out of her thoughts. Does Grandma York know how to use WhatsApp? Yes, Abby confirmed. She's surprisingly tech-savvy for her age. Perfect. I'll add her on WhatsApp, Adelie said, her voice laced with determination. That way, no matter what happens, I can video chat with her and have her witness everything firsthand. Reluctantly, Abby agreed, but only after confirming several times that Adelie wouldn't ask Grandma York to make the trip. Finally, she gave her sister Grandma York's phone number. But her curiosity and concern got the better of her. Sister, what exactly did you say or do to Evan? Adelie's tone turned nonchalant. I didn't do much. Just teased him a little. I didn't hit him or scold him. After all, you still have feelings for him, right? If he's going to be my brother-in-law someday, I can't go overboard. She continued with a sly chuckle, but if you didn't like him anymore, well, let's just say Evan wouldn't get off so easily. Since you do, I'll settle for venting my frustrations and mocking him a bit. Don't worry, I know my limits. Before Abby could say more, Adelie abruptly ended the call. Anyway, I'm off to the hotel for dinner. Talk later. Abby stared at her phone, unsettled. Her sister had sounded too agreeable, too calm. Adelie, who had been seething with anger for months, wouldn't just let things go so easily. She was definitely hiding something. Still, Abby chose not to call Evan or rush outside. Instead, she focused on finishing her work. By the time she wrapped everything up, it was already past 7 p.m., and hunger gnawed at her. She packed up her things, grabbed her bag, and turned off the lights in her office. The top floors of the building, housing executive offices and large conference rooms, were dark and quiet. Most of the employees who needed to work overtime had returned to the office earlier at around 6:30 p.m. Abby took the elevator down to the first floor, her footsteps echoing in the stillness. As she walked out, she ran into two female employees who greeted her politely. One of them hesitated before saying, "Vice President Du, Mr. York is still waiting for you at the front entrance." Abby stopped mid-step, surprised. "Evan's still here." She'd assumed he had left hours ago. "Who cares?" she replied dismissively, masking her emotions. Walking past the employees, Abby stepped outside, only to be greeted by a biting cold wind that stung her face. She shivered, wishing she'd parked her car in the underground lot. Bracing against the chill, she hurried toward her car, unlocked it, and climbed inside. The heater whirred to life, enveloping her in warmth as she leaned back against the seat, finally feeling some relief from the cold. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4018. Evan had been standing outside the company gate for hours. If he caught a cold again, Abby certainly wasn't going to make him ginger soup this time. After all, this wasn't her family's doing, it was entirely his choice to freeze out in the cold. A few minutes later, as Abby drove toward the gate, she caught sight of the familiar figure. She considered ignoring the ice sculpture standing in her way, but Evan suddenly darted out and blocked her path. Abby wasn't driving fast, so she hit the brakes in time. Rolling her window down slightly, she scolded, "Evan, if you're determined to die, don't do it under my car. I don't want your foolishness dirtying my tires." "I'm sorry, Abby, Evan said, his tone apologetic. Stopping your car like this was reckless, but if I hadn't, you wouldn't have stopped for me at all. What do you want? Abby snapped, her voice frosty. Taking a deep breath to steady herself, she continued, It's late, it's freezing, and no one asked you to stand here. If you get sick, that's on you, not me. I told you already, I'm not interested in having dinner with you. Evan offered her a smile, ignoring her sharp words. Abby, I've been waiting here for hours. Can't you give me just one meal together? He extended the bouquet in his hands, though it had frozen solid, its once vibrant flowers now wilted and encased in frost. The temperature dropped after sundown, he said sheepishly. The flowers didn't survive the cold. The winters in Wiltspoon were usually mild. It only got chilly for a few days around the new year, then the temperatures began climbing again. On sunny afternoons, it could even reach over 20 degrees. But Huyonville, further north, was a different story. The temperature there had plummeted again, and cold fronts would soon push south, bringing colder weather to Wiltspoon in the coming weeks. Still, no matter how cold it got in Wiltspoon, it couldn't compare to the biting chill of northern cities like Huyonville. Abby glanced at the frozen bouquet but quickly turned her gaze away. No. There's nothing for us to talk about, Evan. Sharing a meal with you would just ruin my appetite. Her voice was firm, each word cutting. Evan, stop wasting your time on me. I'm not the girl you're looking for. Go find someone you genuinely care about. Just because your brother and sister-in-law said a few words doesn't mean I'm the one. She took a breath, her tone softening slightly. You'll end up single for the rest of your life if you keep this up. And honestly, wasn't it you who said that no matter how good I am, I'm not the girl you love? Without waiting for his response, Abby began rolling up the window and prepared to drive off. But just as the car moved forward, she hit the brakes again. Lowering the window slightly once more, she asked, Did you see my sister earlier? Evan nodded. I saw her. Abby. She cut him off, her tone sharp. Did she say or do anything to you? Abby couldn't believe that Adelie had simply walked away without stirring up trouble. Evan sighed, deciding it was best to be honest. Your sister made some sarcastic remarks, deservedly so. What happened last year was my fault, and I can't blame her for being upset. She asked me what my intentions were toward you and whether I was sincere. He hesitated for a moment, then added, To prove my sincerity, she told me to come back here tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock to livestream myself eating finger chili peppers and millet peppers. Abby stared at him, momentarily speechless. Both types of peppers were notoriously spicy. Just imagining it made Evan's throat burn, but he smiled faintly. If that's what it takes to earn your family's trust, I'll do it. It's just chili peppers, nothing too extreme. Deep down, though, Evan would have preferred being punched or scolded by the Dew family over this fiery challenge. But if this was what they wanted, he'd endure it. After all, Abby loved spicy food, while Evan preferred milder flavors. Their contrasting tastes were just one more thing for her family to use as an excuse to keep him at arm's length. But Evan didn't care about the obstacles. He'd do whatever it took to win Abby back, even if it meant enduring Adelie's spicy trial.